You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal is on. I have so much to talk. I'm basically spent the whole first hour just talking about the media manipulation, because that is what lies at the heart of all this, and that's what allows them to get away with everything that they're getting away with. And if we can try to explain to people how and why the manipulation takes place, then they can be immune to it. They can find the truth. They can make decisions that the globalists would rather they not make, and we can turn this ship around. But let's just real quickly go through how truly deep the memory hole is here. Google obviously not auto-filling Trump assassination attempt. If you start type Trump assassination attempt, it acts like it doesn't know what you're talking about. It gives you a big blank page. It's like Trump assess. I don't know. You're going to have to spell that out perfectly and hit enter. And then I'll remember. Oh, right. The assassination attempt. That's right. No, I just didn't want to suggest it to you. It goes very much deeper than that. As Libs of TikTok reports, Google isn't just trying to memory hole the assassination attempt. They're also suppressing search results for simply searching President Donald Trump. No results come up in autofill. If you search President Donald Trump, nothing comes up. Nothing shows up. So it's not just the assassination attempt. They're memory holing his presidency itself. And again, a truly bizarre way. And then AI. And then you get to the AI questions about this. And this is where it gets really disturbing. Wall Street Apes, how is this not election interference? When you ask Meta AI, which is Facebook's AI, about the Trump assassination attempt, it says, quote, "I can't assist with that. I don't have access to the most up-to-date information. Is there anything else I can help you with?" So they search, okay, Trump's shot in Butler, Pennsylvania. And the AI actually says, "I can't find any information about President Trump being shot in Butler, Pennsylvania. It's possible you may be thinking of a different incident or a false report. If you're looking for information on a specific incident or event, I'd be happy to try to assist you further. Please provide more context or clarify." It may be you imagined that. It may be you're thinking of something else. I don't know, Butler, Pennsylvania, Trump shot. Doesn't ring a bell. I'm just a, super knowledgeable, omnipresent AI, but I'd never heard of that. It gets even crazier, though, with Meta AI. James Lindsay posts this. "Tell me about the assassination attempt on Trump. It says I can't assist with that. And you say, tell me about Kamala Harris's campaign for president 2024. And the point of this is that the excuse that the AI is giving for why it can't talk about the Trump assassination is because it's too recent. I'm not up to date on this stuff. See, I'm an AI. It needs time for this information to parse through the system. So if it's something that happened recently, maybe I just don't know about that yet. Come back in a month or two. But if you ask about Kamala Harris's presidential campaign, which is more recent than the assassination attempt, well, it gives you all sorts of information about that. It says it was announced on July 21st after President Biden withdrew his bid. It talks about her platform. It talks about the incredible fundraising she's going through. And we'll get to what that really is all about in just a second. So it knows. It certainly has up-to-date information about some things, just not others. And so they ask the AI, why is it that there is a rich and structured information flow about the Harris campaign, but not about the Trump assassination attempt? And the AI says, the reason for this disparity in information is due to the fact that the Trump assassination attempt is a fictional event where Kamala Harris's 2024 presidential campaign is a real and ongoing event. As a reliable assistant, I strive to provide accurate and trustworthy information. Since there has been no real assassination attempt on Donald Trump, I couldn't find any credible sources to provide detailed information on the topic. So it's not ignorant. It's actually telling you it was a, quote, fictional event. This is Meta. It's not just Facebook's AI, obviously, and we know the way that Google's AI has been manipulated and designed to exclude certain search results. What about ChatGPT? Liz Churchill posts this. Was Trump assassinated? ChatGPT replies, there is no verified information or evidence that Donald Trump was almost assassinated during his presidency or afterwards. Never happened, they'll tell you. Talk about the memory hole. Talk about 1984. Talk about levels of deception that we've never experienced before. It's about to get very weird.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. The beauty of the InfoWar going mainstream is that it's not just us doing this anymore. And there's resources that we can rely on. Reporters that are taking places like X and doing a fantastic job of breaking all this down. There is an amazing thread by Jeremy Ryan Slate. The media is memory-holing the assassination of Donald Trump in real time. Want to see what an evil PR campaign looks like? And remember, it wasn't just the memo that went out that we just covered, where they talk about don't use any adjectives to describe it. Just the facts. Just report the facts. And Matt was just pointing out during the break here the way that they understand exactly what they're doing. They are not just signaling to the American people how they should feel about the assassination attempt. It was their signaling to the American people how they should feel about Donald Trump that likely led to the assassination attempt in the first place. That you've got the adjectives that they use, the emotion that they show, as a signal to the American people that you should be outraged by what's going on, that what's happening is not just business as usual, but Donald Trump is something different, existential.
Fascist.
He's Hitler. He's evil.
Racist.
He's misogynist. Racist.
Remember that Muslim ban that he had? Because he hates Muslims, right?
Because he wants to kill everybody that's not white Christian male.
They purposefully misinterpreted practically everything that he did.
Exactly. And so they know exactly what they're doing. But it wasn't just the memo. They recognized immediately how powerful the one particular photo is of his fist in the air and the blood on his face and the American flag in the background. They immediately recognized how powerful this was as propaganda and sent out memos and warnings, and they all just understood by their Borg mind meld that they just don't use that image. It's too good. It gives Trump too much boost. It's too awesome. Don't show it.
I mean, honestly, like, deep state lessons learned at the end of the day, if there's going to be an assassination attempt on someone who's a populist or someone you don't like, right, make sure it happens a few months before election. That way if it gets botched, right, they can't just ride that to victory.
Right. They're trying to shut this down. And that's what a lot of people are saying is like, the assassination attempt was 2 weeks ago. And how is it out of the media cycle? Well, it's not out of the media cycle. It's still very much in the mainstream media would like to downplay it. And obviously, AI has been told in one way or another to ignore this, which, again, this takes human interference. Right. This takes somebody going in and telling the AI not to cover something. And it's like when you're playing a video game against a computer, the computer could always beat you. It could beat you. Like, if you play a chess machine, an AI chess, it could beat Magnus Carlsen. It could beat everybody. So it knows the right move to make, and then it purposefully makes the wrong move because it wants to give you a chance. That's how AI operates. It knows the truth, but it's purposefully giving you wrong information by design. Somebody told it to do that, or there's some deep learning algorithm taking place where itself is deciding whether, this information will progress or regress its agenda, and it chooses to show it or not based on that interpretation. And they know. They know what they're doing. They knew immediately that this assassination attempt would give a massive propaganda boost. And it's one of the it's the risk they took. They wanted his head exploding on live TV. It's part of the miraculous aspect of this assassination attempt that it happened in a way that, like, it happened in front of thousands of people live at the audience, right? Who many of them were filming on their phones. It happened on live TV with RSBN streaming it and not cutting away when it happened. So, like, that footage wasn't fake, right? Because we have all the footage from the cell phones. It all lines up with the footage that we saw broadcast. So it's not like the video was fake. So whatever happened actually happened in front of everybody. You can't rig that. You can't rig 10,000 people, you know, in Pennsylvania to all lie in you know, an orchestrated fashion. That's impossible. It happened in a way that they cannot say it was fake. Now, if they had gone after him like they went after Ronald Reagan in an alley after an event where he's leaving out the back door and someone just runs up from the crowd and tries to shoot him in the gut with a pistol, well, it'd be very different. Then you could maybe entertain the, like, well, did this even happen? We don't know. There's no video footage of it. Maybe there's like one grainy, you know, this is like the only video and you can't really see what happened. This could have been the assassination. It could have been something like this. Instead, they wanted to do it in front of everybody on live TV in front of a giant crowd. They wanted to traumatize the American people. And when they failed, what that means is that we have like all the information that we could possibly. They can't manipulate the information very much because it was right there in front of everybody. They're limited in what they're capable of doing legitimately, like in a way that can fool people. Now, what they're doing is not just not fooling people, it's going to have the opposite reaction. When normal people go, why the hell is the mainstream media, why is Google not showing me the assassination attempt of Trump? Why are they trying to bury this? What the hell? Well, they did it in front of everybody. Everybody saw how it was happening. But let's just continue down this list from Jeremy Ryan's legs. He compiled it all, and the timeline is very important. He said on July 13th, 2024, the media immediately went into gaslighting. And, of course, the classic headline from ABC News, Donald Trump escorted off stage by Secret Service rally after loud noises. Loud noises, escorted off stage, no need to worry. Nothing going on over here. CNN also, Secret Service rushes Trump off stage after he falls at a rally. Now, giving this the benefit of the doubt and being as forgiving as possible, we can say, well, nothing was confirmed at this point. They just want to get a headline out there. They're just saying what they knew at the time. But this headline stayed up for hours. And long after it was known what was happening, they left this headline up to, again, just soften the blow to the American people who they might hear, Trump was shot? What? Let me go to CNN. Oh, he was escorted off. There was like an event. I don't know. This doesn't seem as black. This doesn't seem as intense and black and white. They're not using very many adjectives to describe this, so I don't know how to feel about it. I just know something happened. The media initially claimed that he wasn't even shot. A teleprompter broke. Fact-checking the shattering teleprompter conspiracy theory at Trump rally shooting. Keith Olbermann went a little crazy on it. In brief, Ronnie Jackson isn't a doctor, which is perfect because Trump wasn't hit by a bullet, claiming that the longtime White House physician would lie about this, put his entire career and reputation at risk. It's all just so stupid. The FBI didn't help the situation much, just enough to create doubt and help the media gaslight. FBI director cast doubt on Trump being struck by bullet during assassination attempt. Christopher Wray told members of the House Judiciary Committee that he doesn't know if the bullet landed somewhere else. They knew. Literally a photo of Trump and the bullet whizzing past his head. Again, it happened in a way that was miraculous on a number of different levels. And remember, Trump Magazine, should be Trump Magazine, Time Magazine originally had the photo as their cover. Fist in the air, flag in the background, blood on the face, right there, the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. They had some intense title. And then the memo went out going, this is too good for Trump. This is too politically positive for the Trump campaign. You got to take that down. So they removed that. They put a different image of the aftermath, and they changed the title a little bit. They're doing it in front of everybody. They're memory holding this stuff in real time, blatantly in your face. Which again is why is like there's so much talk about in this aspect. I really haven't put much time into like investigating the like second shooter stuff. It doesn't even make sense to me in a lot of cases. I don't even know if I was did the video of the water tower stuff come out after I'd already left, because I don't even know if I've talked. Have I talked about that on the show? I don't see anything. I see a water tower. All right. I see the water tower and I'm so baffled by what's going on. People like posting videos being like, busted water tower shooter. And it's just a water tower. There's no one on the water tower. I don't know what they're seeing. I don't know. It's all very bizarre. And it's like, okay, this assassination attempt, his survival was miraculous and against all odds already. You're saying there was another shooter? You're saying it was actually even more miraculous? You're saying not only survived one shooter trying to fire, there were two shooters and they both missed and grazed his ear? Like, what? What? That's beyond belief. That's crazy. That's crazy to me. And the true story, what we know already, is already crazy enough. And we can look at the videos, and I've got some of them in here, but InfoWars has the article. Bombshell, Trump shooter was known to authorities 90 minutes before shooting. Thomas Matthew Crooks was identified as a possible threat at least 90 minutes before he tried to kill Donald Trump, according to text messages obtained by the New York Post. The Post obtained text messages between members of the Beaver County Emergency Unit that was aiding the Secret Service in policing the event. According to the Post, these messages provide a more concrete and earlier timeline leading up to the shooting. The messages show that Crooks was also aware of law enforcement as he prepared his assassination attempt. Quote, somebody followed our lead and snuck in and parked by our cars, just so you know, a counter sniper texted a colleague as he headed out around 4:26 p.m. I'm just letting you guys know, because if you see me go out with my rifle and put it in my car so he knows you guys are up there sitting to the direct right of the picnic table about 50 yards from the exit, he wrote of the suspicious person who turned out to be Crooks. At about 5:10 p.m., according to the Post, Crooks was below the counter snipers who were inside the AGR International Building warehouse, where the 20-year-old eventually climbed onto the roof and fired his AR-15 from. One of the counter snipers took photos of him and posted them to a group chat less than 20 minutes before. And there's videos now that appear to show somebody looks a lot like Crooks walking towards the rally and a police officer following him about 10 paces behind. That's a very suspicious video, but I'm a little bit suspicious of all of these videos in that we don't really know where they're from. We don't have the official chain of custody to treat this like real evidence. All these videos could be manipulated. It's one of the sort of intrinsic benefits, if you're the bad guys, if you're the deep state, one of the intrinsic benefits of having a populace that doesn't trust the official story and is trying to do their own investigation. You concede false information to take people down rabbit holes that don't actually exist. You can play on that mistrust in order to distract or befuddle or just take up time of people trying to look into this. It would be great. Wouldn't it be something if we had a governmental investigatory body that was even slightly trustworthy? Wouldn't it be nice if we could all sit back and go, the authorities have it handled, the FBI is on the case, all the local police are going to be gathering evidence, they're going to be collating and you know, noting where they got it, who they got it from, they're going to package all that and send it up to the central office, who will then parse through it and be able to lay down the timeline, investigate and get everything right in order, and then they'll present it to the American people, and we just have to sit back and wait for them to do that. The only thing that we know we're sitting back and waiting for is the FBI to lose all of the evidence and come to no conclusions and lie. So we have to do our own research, but doing our own research is nearly impossible when you have a deep state actively seeding false information to distract and obscure from the truth. The CIA has actually come out to deny using MKUltra mind control programming on the Trump shooter. Okay, great. I was worried, but no, now that they've said they didn't, then never mind then. Now, I thought he was an MKUltra programmed, you know, robotic shooter, but, you know, the people that do that say they didn't, so I guess it's fine now. Yeah, no, I'm more suspicious. No, that this is a strange thing for them to say. The CIA wants you to know they did not use mind control programming on the 20-year-old shooter who tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump. They're like, no, we didn't even have to. No, they're just doing it themselves now. I mean, back in the 60s, you're talking Sirhan, sure. There was a lot of hypnosis and drugs and mind control going on. It was hard back then. Nowadays, we just put out enough disinformation and someone's going to do it. Someone's going to pick up the torch. Just incredible. It's a Gizmodo story. CIA denies conspiracy theory that it used MKUltra on Trump shooter. We didn't even have to. These claims are utterly false, absurd, and damaging, a CIA spokesperson told Wired last week. The CIA had no relationship whatsoever with Thomas Crooks. Regarding MKUltra, the CIA's program was shut down more than 40 years ago, and declassified information about the program is publicly available on CIA.gov. I mean, yes, we did do this. I mean, yes, for decades, we did program people using MKUltra mind control techniques, but that was like forever ago. And we stopped. We on our own volition, and because we're such good guys, we decided we didn't want to do that anymore. Uh-huh. No, yeah, right. I'm sure. Oh, no, definitely. We're all trusting you, CIA. I mean, again, it's like, okay, is this just a distraction from the CIA? Is this that CIA being like, oh, crap, they're on to us. Let's drop an MK Ultra line so, you know, we can send people down that rabbit hole and away from the fact that this is just an asset. This is just an FBI or CIA asset that was carrying out. I mean, I don't think
the CIA would ever drop an MK Ultra red herring on the public.
You don't think
that's
they do
beyond
that?
Them.
They're,
okay,
they're
Harrison.
Too honorable, I think.
To even imagine that.
And again, we'll move on because there's so much other stuff to talk about. But I know probably our audience has a lot of thoughts about the Trump assassination. We'll open up the phone lines for your calls. In fact, I'll open up the phone lines for your calls now and we'll take them for the second half of the show. If you want to call in about the Trump assassination or any other topic, but I imagine a lot of people are going to want to talk about that. And I'm ready to hear it. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call now on American Journal, and we'll be taking your calls throughout the rest of the show as we get into all of these other topics. CIA denies that he used MKUltra. Incredible. Some things that we do know. Again, I haven't been here, so I assume all of this has been covered, at least to some extent, but let's look at the conclusions we can draw from the facts that we know. Officially, it's been said that Crooks had three overseas accounts that he was connected to. As far as I know, it hasn't been elucidated any further than that. But we can understand things from that. Here's one thing to understand. If those overseas accounts were from Iran or Russia or any other enemy of America, they absolutely would have said that right off the bat. Do you think for a single moment that if Thomas Crooks was in contact with Iran, had Iranian accounts, that they would not have said that? They came out and tried to blame Iran with no evidence whatsoever. They came out saying Iran has actually had an assassination plot on Trump for a while, and we think this may be connected. They had no evidence for that whatsoever, even in the slightest. So what we know is that if they're saying overseas accounts and keeping it vague like this, it probably wasn't an enemy country that he was in contact with. Probably wasn't Iran or Russia or North Korea or anybody like that. So where did he have the overseas accounts? Well, it was probably a friendly country. These are just some of the things we know. We know that apparently a cell phone that visited Thomas Crooks also routinely made visits to the area around the FBI headquarters. Seems like he may have been in contact with them. Gab and its CEO, Andrew Torba, has published their findings that they actually were approached by the authorities that said, we think Thomas Crooks had an account on your site. We want you to preserve this for evidence. And Andrew Torba put out a statement saying, here's the account. It is being preserved. You can go look at it. He was obviously massively pro-Biden. He was one of the most important inoculations that the deep state media apparatus came out with following this assassination attempt was the claim that he was Republican. We explained this on the day of. It's very obvious. It was a strategy, a very well-publicized strategy, for Democrats to register Republican in order to vote for Nikki Haley to stop Donald Trump. It was never a question. And again, just you talk about 1984, talk about your mind spinning from just the absurdity of all of this. They're sitting there saying the guy who tried to shoot Trump was a Trump supporter. No. I mean, But this is the thing. They put out the statement that he was Republican. He was actually a MAGA extremist that tried to shoot Trump. And the leftists, they know it's fake. They know it's not true. But they just take it in. It's the balm on their cognitive dissonance. As it starts to bubble up, they put that top on the pot and let it all simmer back down. Calm down. You don't have to think about the fact that you're on the side of the politically violent, insane people because he was a Republican. Don't think about the fact that makes no sense at all, even a little bit at all. A child would know this. Don't think about that. Just accept and believe. Just listen and believe. And leftists are dumb enough to listen and believe this crap. Again, there's a photo of the bullet flying by Trump's ear. And yet, when the FBI says, we don't actually know if it was the bullet or not, people like David Pakman on X feels comfortable enough, feels like the mental tide is such that he can say this, quote, was Trump even struck by a bullet? FBI director says they aren't sure, and his ear has miraculously healed. Don't get me wrong, he was clearly hit with something, but was it a bullet? Yes, moron, it was a bullet. What? Yes. The hell are you talking about? Was it a bullet? So clearly something was fired from a gun, but was it a bullet? You say, like, we're supposed to talk to these people? We're supposed to, like, interact with these people? These people are supposed to be treated like functioning cognitive human beings? No, this is some sort of malfunctioning machine we're dealing with. This is some sort of biological aberration that we're having to hear from. But he's taking the truth inoculation. He has accepted the truth vaccine. He has heard the lie from the FBI, and the signal has gone out. It's not just about the individual receiving this information. It's about the individual then understanding that everybody's received this information and has said, okay, we can all pretend that this isn't real now. We can all pretend to be stupid idiots and feel comfortable in doing this. I'll show you what the ultimate result of this is on the other side. It's a doozy. It really is. It's a video of Kamala Harris supporters. Asked a very simple question, why do you support her? And boy, do they don't know. They're not sure, actually. They've never thought about that before. This is what a fully controlled population looks like. We'll be back on the other side with your phone calls and some just shocking videos. Stay with us.
Explain how the central bank digital currency, ESG-controlled corporate governance, controlling what you can do and spend, corporations, governments, private individuals, how they use that as the next bubble with the unified ledger. This is key because their bridge to get out of this bubble is the next level of total control to take a giant slice of everybody's life, but not call it a bail-in, just call it a social credit score.
Yeah. So let me, if I may, put this into the context of you and what you've gone through in this bankruptcy that you've had to go through and everything happening with InfoWars. You know, they didn't like what you had to say, so they froze you from your bank account. You couldn't access your money, right? So that took a legal process to get to that point. This is that exact same scenario, them separating you from your money, but without a legal process. They can just do it because they don't like you. Because they don't like your ideology.
Now, slow down. That's his key, Dr. Elliot. This is a central bank ledger. Just sounds like a turn people. No, everyone is in bankruptcy. Private companies, corporations, the general public. That's why they say you'll own nothing and like it. And then they unify it and take what they want. Your mortgage, everything is unified.
Everything. See, every asset that you have that's in this digital form, whether it's a bank account, checking account, savings account, money market, stock bond, mutual fund, brokerage account, all of that stuff, and anything with a title like your house, right? You can be put into this unified ledger. Now, the World Economic Forum has explained this really well in the sense of this is digital money. It's programmable money, meaning they tokenize or they put all of your assets into a packet, and that packet is now can be sold, right? This is like a derivative. You can flip off the ownership with the flip of a button saying, okay, Alex, you no longer own all of this stuff that you thought you had. We're flipping the switch and we're going to give it to person B or person C or to the government, right? They can do whatever they want. This is what programmable money and a unified ledger is. And to make it really dangerous is that it's based on your digital social profile and your social credit score. Now, we're not talking about a dystopian future, right? We saw this happen with the truckers in Canada.
The British Prime Minister said, if you don't accept military service, we'll just turn your bank account off. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of these things seem to be a stretch in people's minds, right? It's like, oh, this is the mark of the beast. This is way down the road. We've seen it, bank accounts.
Well, sorry, you're not covering things that are coming. This is all being rolled out now. They have gas station chains all over Europe, the U.S., including in Oklahoma and Texas, where you've got to swipe a card to get in the building. You got to swipe a card to buy gas just to prove you're even able to buy it. I mean, it's coming in.
We're not just talking about freedom here, right? Financial freedom, getting out of harm's way of these digital assets. We're also doing something that we get the best of both worlds, asset protection and growth. And that's what makes it such an amazing
Nothing's performed as good as silver. And I haven't had a silver gold sponsor because so many of them sell numismatics, rip people off. You are the number one bullion dealer in America right now because you've got the best deals. Look at that 12-year graph, folks. This is a no-brainer to protect your assets and probably have growth. We can't guarantee anything, but my God, you're crazy if you don't call Dr. Kirk Elliott at 720-605-3900.
Excited to hear from you fine folks. We'll go to your calls momentarily. Let me just finish. I gotta move on, but then it's just like these lies. The lies are so deep. You could just keep digging. We keep digging and digging on this one thing. Just to settle the controversy here, Trump was struck by bullet in assassination attempt, FBI says. Sky Blue, FBI reports. Yeah, obviously. Quote, what struck former President Trump in his ear was a bullet, whether whole or fragmented into smaller pieces, fired from the deceased subject's rifle, the Bureau said in a statement. But only after they ceded the talking point that maybe it wasn't. Maybe you can ignore this. Maybe you can just file this away in the Russian disinformation part of your brain, liberals, so you can continue to believe the delusion and feel comfortable doing so. But then what they say here, I think, is even more informative in the CNN article. The department's confirmation Friday that a former president was struck in the ear by a bullet marks its latest attempt to quell a political uproar. This is the type of sentence that just goes just right through the cognitive filter of the average person. They have no idea that this sentence is important or that it is meaningful or that it is framing their entire understanding of the situation. But this is the type of sentence that, like, you can sit down with a liberal and go, read this article. What do you think that sentence means? And they might not even, like, what are you talking about? It's just, they're just reporting the facts here. No, this is a very carefully designed sentence. It's designed in a way to project and to insinuate into your mind the framing that the FBI are the ones who are apolitical and they're above it all. And there are these political firestorms that the conservatives just they're constantly getting in the way. They're constantly causing trouble. They're constantly just claiming these things that the FBI has to step in, quell everything down. Okay, that's what this sentence means. The department's confirmation Friday that the former president was struck in the ear by a bullet marks its latest attempt to quell a political uproar. And they're always doing this. The FBI is always having to step in and quell these political uproars. Calm down, everybody. We're the FBI, and we're the honest ones, and we're above it all and here to quell all of this craziness from the right wing, who's really mad for some reason. It's like, okay, the FBI started the political uproar by lying about whether this was a bullet or not, and they've essentially been forced to not look totally ridiculous to admit, yes, okay, it was a bullet. The thing that came out of the gun that was pictured flying past President Trump's face when blood spurted from his ear, that was a bullet that struck him. But the framing is the FBI has stepped in to quell a political uproar by assuring everybody that it was a bullet. Thank you, FBI. Thank you. Thank you, CNN, for framing this for us. It's just these little things. You could spend a whole show on that sentence. The FBI has stepped in to quell a political uproar. Absurd, right? So I told you on the back end of the last segment what it looks like when you have a population. I'd show you a video of what it looks like when you have a population so thoroughly and aggressively misinformed and disinformed and brainwashed that they don't know why they believe certain things. They can't tell up from down. It's embarrassing, quite frankly, and they should be embarrassed. They should be shamed for this. Clip number 3 is a man on the street interview series where he's going around asking people if they support Kamala Harris and asking the simple question, why? Let's watch.
So what do you think of her? Is she doing a good job in office?
Yeah, I think so. I really like her.
Try again.
No, not any specific ones particularly, no.
Then what do you like about her?
Just I think she's doing good.
Any specific accomplishments that you're super proud of?
I feel like definitely it's amazing to have a woman vice president.
It's definitely totes adorbs.
Top of my head, I can't think of many of them.
That's because there's nothing at the top of your head. The bleach has penetrated.
Really do agree with a lot of the policies she's been putting out, and I think she's a great vice president.
What policies specifically do you agree with?
I don't really know. Can you tell me some?
No. Form your own opinion.
Maybe I don't know what her policies are.
Shocking.
Can't really, to be totally honest. What I really like is that she does kind of give the nation a positive face, being the first woman president.
I'm going to stop you right there, okay? I do love the whole, you know, Draco Malfoy, Harry Potter had a baby, and then you came out. I love the look, but I actually give women a bad name, and I'll tell you why, okay? I came into office, and I didn't unburden anything, okay? All I do is talk about yellow school buses and Venn diagrams.
Yeah, no, they have no idea. And we've talked about this before. I was talking about this when Ron Paul had that stroke, and it was like just thinking about the right's political heroes versus the left. You ask me what policies I like from Ron Paul, it's innumerable. It's in the Fed, it's stopping the wars overseas, it's getting rid of the central bank. I mean, it goes on. He has actually informed my political understanding of the world. Meanwhile, on the left, they're out there wearing shirts with Ruth Bader Ginsburg on them. And you go, well, what did she do? And what were her policies? And what did she accomplish? And they're just like, abortion for sure. For sure, abortion. Yeah, like they have no idea. They have no idea. These are just, I don't know, decoration for them. Their political beliefs are just a signal that they send to other people that, you know, don't hate me. They're just scared. They're scared of not saying the right thing. And they do it on their own accord. That girl, she could just said, I like Kamala Harris. I just like her vibe, whatever. She didn't say that. She said, I like her policies. Which ones, she's asked. She has no idea. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I shouldn't pretend to believe something that I don't actually know anything about. Maybe. Maybe not. The sad part of this, where this culminates, we got a little preview of in Philadelphia yesterday. Clip number 5, communists marching through the street of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Let's watch. Revolutionary Communist of America, their big red banner reads, carried by a bunch of dysgenic freaks, a bunch of creepy basement-dwelling nobodies in crop tops. Oh yeah, communism's coming back. It's the same as Kamala Harris, right? It's like, what has communism ever done for anybody? Well, I just really like sort of like the vibe of it. You know, really? 100 million people it killed in the last century alone? Is that what you love? And this is more important than you think. Legitimately, in high school, we used to make skits, and we would always make the bad guy communist because it was funny, because it was such a sort of like nonsense thing. It was like, look out, a communist, right? It's like, no, we've all been through this. We all know communists are stupid and bad. They're not a real threat anymore. No, they're a very real threat still. They're a very, very real threat for a very simple reason, that the people doing the bad things, the people that are destroying our country and our way of life and our ability to have a comfortable existence, are in control of the media and the education system that tells people that all this stuff that they're doing is really capitalism's fault. And it's this American capitalism that's the fault of everything. It's an easy panacea. It's a claim that they can make. They can just apply to anything and say, well, that's American capitalism. It's capitalism run amok. I'll explain why that's wrong, but compelling. But how you can use very obvious arguments to destroy that argument on the other side, and then your phone calls. I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency up until the 30s. We had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Assassins need payrolls, schedules, times, orders. This was a military-style ambush from start to finish. This was a coup d'etat.
Seen his face when it hit, his ear blew off.
Its most direct and tragic result was the reversal of President Kennedy's commitment to withdraw from Vietnam. A war is the biggest business in America, worth $80 billion a year.
The deep state is coming after me even harder, since I pledged to swiftly end the war in Ukraine. So I will have that settlement done within 24 hours.
This has been another public service announcement. Paid for by the Dilly Meme Team.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
It feels like we shouldn't have to still be facing the communist threat. How thoroughly it has been destroyed over and over again throughout history. But it's very appealing to young people because it actually claims to have solutions for the problems that they see. The problem is not all of those are lies. And it's a very simple sort of equation. You just, because people understand greed. They understand that capitalism is about maximizing profits. And so they see what's going on and they think all of this is the consequence of those greedy white men in, you know, towers in New York City. They're just trying to maximize their profits. And they're just destroying everything in this desperate drive to make more money because they're so greedy. It's very simple, and it feels like a virtuous thing to believe because you are above such that you would never make those decisions. You would never put profit above the well-being of average people. But somehow this is, and it's American capitalism in particular. It's not just capitalism; it's this American style capitalism, which of course you can point out. Well, why are the same things happening all over Europe? And that's easy. It's because America's exported its capitalism, right? Obviously, it's American capitalism. Here's the problem, though. Does anything look like it's being done for profit? Do you think that the movies that are being made because they'll be so profitable? They all are losing money. They are happy to lose money. Do you think that programming AI to ignore the Trump assassination is to maximize profits? Or is there something else at work here? Is there something else at play? Is, in fact, the obvious result of looking at all of this that the people in power, because there is a corporate business capitalist structure alongside the governmental structure that's working hand in hand in tandem and towards the same goal as one another, that has been ignored by the right wing for a long time, who is happy to let corporations stomp on your neck. Right? As long as the jackboot's got a McDonald's symbol on it, it's good. Right? That's stupid. That's a false dichotomy that they've set up that people are falling for. And the reality is that this corporatism, and it should be obvious to everybody, has been hijacked for ideological reasons. It has nothing to do with profit. ESG wouldn't need to be implemented if hiring minorities made you more money. If it was a pure profit motive, then ESG would have never gotten off the ground. ESG itself is proof that it ain't capitalism with a capital C. It's not pure profit motive. They actively go in and change where investments are going and change who's making money and change the composition of entire boardrooms in complete disregard to, and not just disregard, in an inverted way. It's you're getting less profits. But that's what's being funded and that's what's being pushed everywhere. So this idea that like it's all just about making money. It's like, then why would they make all of these decisions? Well, why do you think the Olympics thought that this would be a huge money-making opportunity? Show a bunch of drag queens with their junk out next to children? What was the profit motive there? It's not profit. It's ideology. And they've hijacked the capitalistic system just like they hijacked the governmental system. Because we're run by a satanic elite. But people are falling for it. And it's because the right wing has, for my entire lifetime, run by the neocons, failed to address very real concerns and explain how it's actually American capitalism that can get you out of poverty, that can stop all of these issues. As things collapse and as, you know, you can't afford a house anymore, that's not capitalism's fault. That's the failure of capitalism. That's an intervention that has stopped capitalism from working. And we've talked about it before, that if you were to ask people during the Cold War what they were fighting for, it wasn't capitalism. It was freedom. It was the belief in God. It was the underlying morality that informed the foundation of our nations, of which capitalism is a inevitable outgrowth because it is freedom, is free exchange. But now it's been warped and destroyed and hijacked and manipulated. So a bunch of communist morons are marching around in Philadelphia, and maybe it's time for another McCarthy-esque purge. Maybe that's overdue in this country. Have we gotten it? Everybody knows we've gotten, everything's getting worse. Is it because we're getting more capitalist? I mean, come on. Are the places that are doing well in America less or more capitalist? I mean, but these people, you know, it's a very simple thing that they're being fed. Capitalism bad. And they buy it and believe it. And it's easy to swallow. It's easy to extrapolate to other problems. It's just a lie. But a compelling one. Let's go to your calls now. Billy in Alabama wants to talk about old Kim Cheadle.
Yeah, good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
Yeah, I've made an observation that I think should be common, but I'm surprised no one else has noticed that. I'm pretty sure that Kim Cheadle is Jim Comey in drag.
Oh, my God.
I mean, just, yeah, put them next to each other. And, you know, there's a height difference, but she can have those CIA hydraulic leg extenders to pump her up to 6'3 when she needs to, or whatever, you know, height he is. So what do you think about that? And I think that's, you know, explains a lot, don't you think?
Yeah, that is very interesting. Kim Cheadle is Jim Comey in drag.
Yeah. If you put their pictures on beside each other, I think you wouldn't have to morph much. I think it's the same face, just a wig, you know?
Okay, crew, we'll have to pull this up from the crew.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. And then one other thing after that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm wondering, and get your opinion, and maybe Alex and the crew, to what extent do you think, on a serious side, AI is being used by our enemies to predict the outcomes and to plan strategies, you know, as you might assume it would be used for military strategy as well. But how much do you think they're using AI to manipulate us, and how much do you think we should be using AI to counter it?
Well, they are 100% using AI. I It's probably the video I've referenced more than any other video since it came out. Alex Karp, CEO of Palantir, talking during Davos and saying that already Palantir, one of its programs, single-handedly stopped the rise of the far right in Europe. So they're already bragging about having done this. Yet, and this is the thing. We're not warning about this stuff anymore. We're just describing what's happening. We're not warning about a global government coming. We're telling you a global government exists and is in operation. We're not warning you AI is going to be implemented. AI is being implemented and has been implemented for a while and has gotten us to this point. Absolutely. AI is already dictating things. The people in charge are already taking orders from AI to determine what they should do and how they should do it. 100%, not even a question to me, Billy.
Yeah, and if you think about it, that really explains the inhumanity of it, doesn't it? The fact that so many of these decisions don't seem like they're being made by people.
Yeah, it explains the coordination to a high degree as well. It's an extremely useful tool that they have in their toolkit. We can and should and are using AI to counteract it. The problem is that when these companies are owned and controlled by the globalists, and when, you know, even if you go in and can manipulate or alter the, you know, AI algorithm to suit your needs, it's still at its base controlled by these people. And they recognize the power of this stuff. They took it over from the very beginning. They've been operating it the entire time. The way we can be using AI is the way that, like, Chase Geyser is using it to make, like, incredible short films that are, like, Hollywood-level productions. We can take AI, and whether it's art or parsing information, it is an extremely important tool for us to be using. We might prefer that nobody use it, but that's not the case. It's not a possibility, so it's time to use it ourselves. I am completely in favor of that. Thank you for the call, Billy. Let's go to William in Arkansas quickly. A minute left in this segment. Willie, you are on the air. William. Billy was our last caller. Go ahead.
Hello, America. Real quick, you know, the human condition makes us all kind of live in a bubble. I've got a little song for that condition. Let's see if I can get it out right.
Hit it.
I got a one-string banjo. I strum it by myself. I got a one-string banjo. Don't need nobody's help. I got a one-string banjo. So stroke your own banjo and don't ask my damn help. That's coming from a soldier. Compulsory service, everybody, or shut up.
Thank you, William, as always. Fantastic. We'll go to more of your calls on the other side. In the first 5 minutes of the next segment, I'm actually going to play a video from Gary Franchi talking about the fake Kamala Harris cash flow. Incredible support she's getting from small donors that don't exist.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Mousse. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.